Autism is really about neurodesign, and it's not something that necessarily needs to be fixed, but you know, they're neurodiverse in a neurotypical world, and there are some things that you know you have to do to at least allow them to, you know, be functional in the world that we live in, while at the same time educating others about, you know, about acceptance. So I wouldn't say what the red flags were, but certainly there were a number of occurrences that would have taken place that did highlight the fact that they were not heading down the same path as a neurotypical child or a typically developing child.